Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Latasha. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requested a callback, and how can I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. This is he, Robert Ferguson. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to, I've got all the information ready that I can possibly get, what it says you have to have ready to file a claim.
Okay. So you're needing to file an unemployment claim today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So can I please start with your full social?
Yes, ma'am. 274-78-7702.
What's your birth date?
5/16/80.
Driver's license and mother's maiden name?
6525820. And that's Alabama. And my mother's maiden name is Johnson.
Thank you. Okay, one moment. Oh, 0915 is your PIN number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand and know and make false statements and falsify income documents in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am, I do understand.
Okay, you understand fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs to file a TAA or a TRA certification or benefits?
No, ma'am. I ain't filed for anything.
Hey, have you worked under a different name or different social security number in the past 2 years or since the last time you filed unemployment compensation?
No, ma'am.
What's a good telephone number for you, sir?
Yes, ma'am. 334 543-1630. Mm-hmm. Let me just double check.
Yes,
543-1630.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, if I heard you correctly, correct me if I'm wrong. You said your birthday was 5/16/80. Is that correct what I
yes,
heard?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. May 16, 1980.
Mother's maiden name is Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said the state of Alabama is the one that gave you your license?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your race?
White.
Are you Hispanic or none?
No.
What's the highest grade level you completed?
I got my GED and I got approximately two years of college.
Okay. Did you serve, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Now, what country are you a resident of?
The United States.
What's your address?
2431A Price Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36111.
Thank you. One moment. Do you receive mail there?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it apartment A?
It's a townhome. Yes, ma'am. It's a townhome. A, B, C, D.
Okay. I was just trying to make sure.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your occupation at the former job you was at?
Apprentice plumber.
Are you in the union?
No, ma'am.
Are you seeking work in that same occupation?
Am I what, ma'am?
Are you seeking work in that same field of work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you attend work exclusively? Are you currently registered for school or training?
No, I'm not registered for school. I've taken tests for my field to try to get the next license as journeyman, but okay. I've failed twice, so.
Now, did your employer give you a definite day to return to work?
No, ma'am. They said that they're going in a different direction and that the service side of the company, not the construction side, but the service side of the company is not making any money and they're going in a different direction. I've never had any written, never been wrote up, never anything. Any missed days that I've had doctor's excuse or written excuses, et cetera. You know,
are you
said they're not making any money.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation or trade?
Not all shifts, because I do not all shifts right now, but yeah, first shift.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to drive one way to work?
I guess 20 one way. That's a lot.
What's the lowest pay that you're willing to take per week?
I don't know. I need at least like $17, $18. Especially traveling like that.
Are you a current officer for a business? Do you own a business or work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently solely working on commission base or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for workman's compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or received a pension?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that was not military or federal government in time between April 1st of last year and March 31st of this year?
No, ma'am.
Now, do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings or prepaid benefit card. Now, the prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payment. Now, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit, but what would you prefer?
I have my account number and routing number ready.
Okay.
Trustmark Bank. Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry, ma'am.
That'd be checking or savings?
It's a checking, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead with the routing.
Okay, routing is 065-300-279.
One more time.
065-300-279.
Thank you. And your account number?
Account number is 350-076-2542.
Thank you.
One more time.
Mm-hmm.
350-076-2542.
Thank you.
And that's Trustmark Bank.
What's the name of the company that you was working for?
Bradley Plumbing and Heating. And hey, I want to ask you a question real quick before I forget. Mm-hmm. On the amount that I can, you know, the minimum amount of pay that I would take, does that factor anything? I mean,
the highest one that we do is $275 a week.
Okay, that's the highest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what they go by on that.
Yes.
Oh, that's why they asked that question. Okay, understood. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I'll max out, correct? If I get it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
What's the best phone number for you? For them? I'm sorry. For the
yes, ma'am.
Company?
Their phone number. Hold on. Let me look and see. It's, I know what it is. 334-271-0700, I think. I think that's it.
Okay. What city was they located in?
Montgomery, Alabama. I have their address if you need it as well. I was trying to see if I had that business card, but I don't.
When did you start working for them?
Approximately February or March of 2023.
And when was your last day of work?
July 29th on 2024. It was a Monday, like right at 2 weeks ago. That'd be that, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, ma'am. It was a Monday when I went in and they let me go or laid me off, or how they said it.
And why are you no longer working there? Why did they say they let you go?
They said, this is the exact words they said, that the company is taking a different direction. The service side is not making any money, and a business can't run making any money, and they're going in a different direction.
So you believe they're a corporate downsizing? A reduction of force?
Yes, and I was the last hire on. So, you know, and I do know that one of the owners took over the service side, because the construction side is booming.
Okay.
The new construction side is booming, and I think that they're going in that direction, because the service side is going, you know, downhill. They have a lot of shop time, which you call is where it's downtime, where not any money's being made. So in their eyes, they're losing money. So, you know, last one to go, I guess.
Okay.
But that was their exact words. I've never had any written infractions. You know, I've never any of that. You know what I mean? I've missed a few days, yes, but I've always documented with the HR lady, doctor's excuses, et cetera.
Okay. Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I'm going to contact her today, and hopefully that I have 32 hours of vacation, PTO time, hopefully. But I don't know if they're going to give it to me or not.
Okay. Now, are you certified that your answers are true and accurate, that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? We have matched your earnings with the wages reported by your employer, and false answers could result in overpayment, fraud, and penalty charges.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I've been truthful in everything.
Okay. Okay. Now, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. What color was your 2005 Cadillac STS?
STS, black.
Was it?
I missed that color.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? I have 148 East 17th Street, 1826 Lombard Drive, 3416 Claire Avenue, 628 Coolidge Street, or I've never been associated with any of those.
Number one, 148 East 17th Street, I think.
According
that sounds
to your
familiar. No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? I have 5 feet.
5'11".
Okay. Do I hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Say that again, ma'am.
It says, are you filing unemployment benefits today?
Yes, I'm filing unemployment benefits.
Do you certify under penalty and perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and statements made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am. Everything's true to my knowledge, and that's me filing the claim.
Okay. You understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the handbook?
Yes, ma'am. I do now.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Normally, it takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting your unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available as well as to seek full-time work each week you claim your benefits. Your unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit a local Alabama Career Center or log on to the website, which is alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption of your benefits. The information booklet, which is the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet, contains information on how the claim is determined, instruction regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause denial of benefits. The process you just completed when filing your unemployment claim, filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could cause you to lose your benefits. Now, your unemployment claim uses calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online through the claimant portal by clicking File Weekly Certification button or by telephone, which is 1-800-752-7389.
7389.
Mm-hmm. 1-800-752-7389. Mm-hmm. If you need to file your weekly certification. If not, if you want to do it online, go to our website at Alabama Department of Labor website. Go to the claimants page, make your portal, and you can hit the button that says file weekly certification and put them and do it there.
Okay, weekly certification?
Yes.
Okay, and does it ask me for a digital code? I thought it did.
Okay, so right. I'm going to go ahead and
yeah.
I'm going to finish this up, and I'm going to give you some more information when I finish the closing, okay?
Okay, and hey, what was that Alabama Works? What was that website, or what is that?
The Alabama Works website is for the Alabama Department of the Career Center. It's basically what that's for. Then we would like you to put your resume on their website to help with your job search.
Okay. Alabama Works, WORKS?
Yes.
Dot what? Alabama Works.
Dot gov.
Mm-hmm. And that's resume on there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, your weekly certification can be made on Sunday starting at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in lost benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday. Whether you're online or by telephone, you will need to remember your four-digit PIN.
Okay.
Now, then,
my zero. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll quit interrupting.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Is that the 0915?
That is correct.
Okay. And one quick question, and then I'll let you keep going. You said Sunday through Friday, no Saturday. So that Sunday at what time? Starting?
You can start as early as 12 or 1 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, 1 a.m. And then through Friday? Sunday,
yes.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, no Saturday. So Friday at what time it ends?
5 p.m. is the closing time.
Okay, closing. And the 12:01 a.m. is starting.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Now, additional.
And when would I start doing that?
That would be some of the right there at the end of this closing statement. I'll let you know.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. The exemption to the work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who submit proof of good standing with the union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff, claimants that attend direct approval training. A letter will be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions about your case, please call the inquiry department. Their telephone number is 1-800.
Mm-hmm.
361-4524.
Okay, and they're inquiry department.
Mm-hmm. If you have any questions about your case, and they're open Sunday through Thursday, and they start at 5 p.m. taking calls.
Starting at 5 p.m.?
That is correct.
Okay.
Now, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss the findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision is made. Now, beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You may not list the same employer more than once unless that employer was not hiring when you first contact them but later begins hiring. Okay.
Hold on, ma'am. One moment, mm-hmm. please. I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
So failure to make at least three work searches or contacts each week could result in denial benefits. So each week they want you to do three job searches, put the contacts and the information into our system. Yes.
Three job searches per
yes.
week?
Yes, we would like three job searches per week.
Okay.
And we
okay.
want you to put them into the system and report the contacts.
Okay.
Now, you're
so
on
I can do that via phone?
Yes. That was the
okay.
first phone number I gave you. That was the 1-800-361-4524.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. 1-800 361.
I'm sorry, that was the 752 number. The 1-800-752-7389.
752-7389, okay.
Yes. That's
okay.
the weekly certification number.
Yes, I got you.
All right. So I do have an application number for you. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Go ahead.
498.
Okay.
047.
047.
805.
805. So, and what's this number again?
That's your application number.
Okay, application number.
Now, on this Sunday, which is August the 18th, you begin your first weekly certification till the 23rd.
Sunday the 23rd.
Yeah, no, the 18th is your first day, which is Sunday. The 23rd is the following Friday that ends your first week of certification.
Okay, the 23rd.
Yes.
So I need to do that though this week, and that'll be for the 18th through the 23rd.
That is correct.
Okay, so I need to get it done before Friday at closing this week.
That is Friday closing of this week is what we're doing today is taking care of your we're doing your application. Now, the
Okay.
ones that you do this week when it comes to Sunday, the 18th through the 23rd, it will tell you for the week of. It will give you instruction, asking questions about what week did you file a weekly certification.
Okay, so I do, does that, do I have to do that a week in advance?
It'll tell you each week.
Okay, so when should I call? The next couple of days? The next day or two?
You
The next
won't,
day?
don't call until Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday. So I can
Yes.
start this Sunday.
That is correct, which is
Which
the
would be what
18th.
day?
The
The,
18th.
okay, so start this Sunday on the
Yes.
18th.
Yes.
Okay, got you. Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and
That's
please
it.
enjoy the rest of your day. Yes, sir. That is, we are completed.
Okay, cool. When do you think you'll be contacting the employer?
The inquiry department, they will
Yes,
contact
ma'am.
them. Now, we do ask to give us at least 3 weeks to get everything together
Oh, wow.
to
Okay.
process the claim because it may take the employer a couple of days to reach back to us.
Got you. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and please enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
You as well. Thank you.
You're
Bye.
welcome. Bye-bye.